you might tell someone. Now, no matter how many times you ask me to do that, I just...
Can't do it.
Or I just...
Will not.
Okay. Or I just won't.
Won't do it.
Okay. And say if you had done some hard work all by yourself, and all the time you were working, a friend of yours was just sort of standing around watching you work. When you get through working, you might go over to your friend and say, you know, instead of just standing there, you know, you might...
Could help me.
Okay. And, kinds of animals now, the kind of bird that can see in the dark.
Hoo owl.
Okay. What about the smaller kind?
Smaller owl.
Uh-huh.
The shivering owl.
Okay, what's that like?
It's a small owl, and he flies at night. And they make a funny noise at night.
Uh-huh.
You hear them wheeling in the night, howling. And they say if you catch your wrist or turn your right pocket wrong side out, they'll stop making that noise.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. And you call that the what?
A shivering owl.
Hmm. Any other kinds of owls?
No, not even one.
What about the kind of bird that can drill holes in the trees?
Pecklewoods.
Okay. Any other names for them?
No, I don't think.
You ever heard that word,
Woodpecker.
Yeah.
Yes.
Have you ever heard the word pecklewood, used about people?
Yes.
What does it mean?
That's what they call white people. Pecklewoods.
Okay. What type of white people? Is it just white people in general, or?
Just white people in general.
Okay. And, what about a kind of black and white animal that's got a pretty strong smell?
Polecat.
Okay.
Or skunk.
Okay. And, say some animals have been coming in and raiding your hen houses. You didn't know exactly what kind they were. You might say, well, I'm going to get me a gun and kill those.
Skunk.
Okay, but you don't know if it's a skunk or a possum or just what?
The varmint.
Okay. Now, what does that word varmint mean? Exactly.
Well, it could mean any animal that goes in the hen house. A male of the chickens, a possum, a skunk, or sometimes snakes get in there.
Would you say the snakes are varmint?
No, I wouldn't.
What about a rat?
Yeah, rats. And what else?
Mice
and rats. And the foxes go in there too.
Would you say that a mouse is a
vomit? Mm-hmm. I don't know where his glasses are on or not.
Okay. What about a bushy-tailed animal that gets up in the trees?
That's a squirrel.
Okay. What about different types of squirrels?
I hear them say they fox squirrels, and there's a flying squirrel, and a gray squirrel.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference between a fox squirrel and a gray squirrel?
Maybe the same. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. What,
I don't know.
Have you ever heard of a kind of squirrel called a boomer?
No, I haven't.
Okay. What about something that's sort of like a squirrel, only it doesn't climb trees?
A rabbit.
Okay, but would you ever... little thing about maybe this big, maybe sort of brown?
Feel rat?
Okay. I think a chipmunk or ground squirrel.
Chipmunk, yeah. Chipmunk.
Do you have those around here?
No, I haven't ever seen one. Yet.
You just read the word or
yes.
Something? Yes. Okay. What sort of fish do you have around here?
Perch. They call them speckled perch.
Uh-huh.
And Google eye, catfish.
Google eye?
Yes. Catfish.
Uh-huh.
And top minnows.
Top what?
Minnows. Crawfish.
Okay.